Idaho should end its current fiscal year close to original tax revenue projections despite the COVID-19 pandemic, but an updated forecast paints a far less rosy picture for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. Troy Oppie reports.
Tom Harris with the Idaho Tax Commission presented updated forecasts yesterday to state lawmakers on the Economic Outlook and Revenue Assessment Committee. Next year's projection shows a more than 14% drop in state revenue, about $575 million.
We take taxpayer history and kind of roll it forward, but we've had some pretty big disruptions, so comparability year to year is going to get much more difficult.
In other words, it's hard to predict something like income tax revenue when income is changing so dramatically and may continue to change as the federal government considers additional stimulus packages, which Idaho cannot tax. Manager of Budget and Policy Analysis Paul Headley told the committee that for budgeting purposes, lawmakers should plan for between $349 million and $585 million fewer dollars in state coffers next year.
I think with the combination of austerity, reserves, and maybe some federal funding, this should be manageable.
Governor Brad Little says he'll mandate a 5% budget cut for the next fiscal year that could make up about $200 million of the shortfall. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.